series right now on fighting the devil. Been at it 3 weeks, and since I started, I ain't been feeling good. Yeah, I tell you what, I believe somebody don't like these messages. Amen? Come on. So hopefully it's not you. Here we go. Little series called The Power of His Might. Say that with me. The Power of His Might. Here we go. Let's go with the message. See what we can find today. Okay? The title of my message today is Peace and Faith. This message is based on the passage of Scripture in Ephesians chapter 6. We're going to read that passage in just a bit, at least a portion of it. And we have looked in the past few weeks that there is a battle. You'll never go to war. You'll never fight the devil if you think, well, there's no devil. Okay? You won't do that. So we made the case from Scripture. Not that I think I should have to, but we did it. We made the case from Scripture that there is a devil. There is a Satan. We gave you his characteristics. And honestly, you cannot put in perspective the mess, the chaos, the carnage in our world without knowing there is an evil force. Amen? So, and he is against you. He's against the church. Okay? He wants everybody to go to hell. Amen? If you're a Christian, he wants to destroy your life, okay? That's the bottom line. We gave a whole message on that. The Bible says that we're to fight this war. We're to put certain pieces of armor on as you are in a battle. Now, this was written during Roman times. So some of the pieces of armor, we try to explain it a little bit, but it's not that hard to understand. Amen? So we're going to look at it right from the Bible today. Today's message, peace and faith. Let's roll it, Raj. See what we can find today. This passage, I'd like to read it with you, and you read it with me out loud if you would. We won't go too fast. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Help me. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Amen. So let's just go with the message now, see what we can find. So, can you imagine a soldier all dressed up for battle with no shoes on? Okay? And we're going to see that in just a bit. That we're talking about putting the armor on when you fight the devil. Now, last week we went over a couple of pieces of that armor. Today we're going to look at the shoes, and we're going to look at the shield. The shoes and the shield today. Okay? So let's just move forward. No one would ever think of going to battle, have everything on, without something on your feet. We don't even want to go out in the yard sometimes without something on our feet, right? Say, can you imagine fighting in desert or rocks or climbing or whatever without shoes on? Okay? It's just impossible. You can't think that way. And right off the get-go, man, this is way up on the armor list. Make sure you got your shoes on. Let's talk about it. One thing you can count on when your feet are hurt, you're in bad what? Man, when your feet hurt, all of you hurts, don't it? Say. I mean, all the little feet down here, mine are bigger than most. But anyway, these feet hurt, all of Gary hurts. All right? So that'd be a bad situation. There are not too many. Say that with me. There are not too what? Many barefooted. And I know in the bush, in the brush, in the countries like that, you could say, yeah, but you don't even know. They might have stuff tied on their feet, so don't even go there. Come on. Come on, leave me alone. You know this is the truth. Nobody's going to go to battle without shoes on. When this was written, Roman soldiers wore specially designed sandals. They had a thick base made of wood and leather. Keep looking. They often had short spikes, kind of like what? How many of you guys used to wear ball cleats? Can I see your hand? I definitely wore a lot of cleats in my life, okay? Ball cleats. They hurt. Amen? Come on. They gave extra traction. These kind of shoes gave extra traction on inclines and on slippery surfaces. Now, don't go to sleep on me. This is important. They help provide a what? So make sure your feet are shod with the gospel of peace, okay? They gave a firm foundation, okay? So they lasted and they provided a what? A firm grip. God's telling us in the scripture how to fight the devil using metaphorically the armor, but it's going back to the scripture and that's where we're going. They could stand well in battle, and that's what you need to do. Satan is after you. He's after me. We need to be able to stand against him, and having done all, what? Stand. How are you going to stand if you ain't got no shoes on? Okay. How are you going to stand if you don't have on the gospel of peace, your feet shod with the gospel of peace? Keep looking. Ephesians 6:15. Say it with me if you don't mind. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. What is that talking about in our armor and our fight? Well, so far we've seen we're to put on the belt of truth. Truth, we saw that, right? Put on the belt of truth. Without truth, you're shot. As a Christian, if you're a liar, you're a hypocrite, you're fighting the devil. That is hilarious. If you don't have truth, and if you don't have the truth that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, you're certainly not fighting the devil. You're losing to him right now. You're on his team. You listening to me or not? The belt of truth. We talked about that last week. We're to put on the belt of truth. And we're to put on the breastplate of righteousness, which is a right relationship with God through Jesus Christ. But it's also righteousness. As a Christian, if we don't have truth, if we're phony, as a Christian, if we don't have the righteousness of Jesus Christ, and if we aren't following righteousness and making right choices and doing the right thing, how in the world can I fight the devil? Is that understood or what? It seems like elementary to me, okay? But I'm still trying to bring us all on the same page here. So now we go on to the third piece. Now the shoes of the gospel of peace. What is the shoes of the gospel of peace? Of course, this is me talking. You could have a lot of people maybe tell you a lot of things. The shoes of the gospel of peace to me is the personal realization that you've been saved. Have your feet shod with the gospel of peace. A personal realization that you've been saved and been declared righteous through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. A lot of people go to a lot of churches and they walk in with the fanciest shoes on, lost as a goose, don't know the Lord at all. Are you walking in Jesus Christ? Are you firm in Jesus Christ? Do you know, has He given you that peace that passes understanding? If I die, I know I'm going to heaven. Do you know that? Yes or no? Do you know you have a friend that sticks closer than a brother? Say, yes or no? Do you know you're more than a conqueror through Him who loved you? You're saved. That's what I believe that means. I believe that means that. Have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And it can mean a lot of things. But if you don't have peace with God in your relationship with Christ, Satan's going to have a heyday and is having a heyday in your life. And you're not going to be able to fight him effectively. Say that with me right there. Satan attacks our minds. That's where the battle is. It's in our thoughts and our attitudes. Do you have peace? Do you know that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior? It's vital in this war that we have the what? The peace of God. Let's just go ahead and throw it up in the air here with a hand. How many in your life, maybe even currently, but in the past for sure, Satan has really attacked you, whether you are saved or not, whether you're a Christian or not, whether you're a Christian or not. That is horrific, isn't it? That battle of the mind. That battle of the mind. You need to get that nailed. You need to get the shoes on, lace them up, put the leather, whatever. Make sure they got spikes. I believe in Jesus. Amen? Tell him. I believe in you, Jesus. Tell the devil, get out of my house. Get out of my mind. I believe in Jesus Christ. He's my Lord and Savior. Greater is He that's in me than he that's in this world. Talk to Him like that. Are you hearing me? The battle is up there in our head. For He is our peace, Ephesians says, who's made both one. He's broken down the middle wall of partition between us. There is no wall now between us and God. Jesus Christ accomplished that for us. Walk in that peace. Amen? Walk in that peace. Quit walking in fear. Walking in fear. Oh, what if I do this or what if I do that? Bank it all on Jesus. Know that you've been declared righteous because of what He did, not because of what you're doing. Amen? Tell them hello. Hello? Somebody help them. Y'all all right? See, I'm no different than you. You think stuff, so do I. Here we go. Now, back to this. Hang on. Back this way. This personal peace with God gives us a firm foundation. That's what those Roman shoes were for. Don't get hooked up on those shoes. That's just the metaphor, and that's what's being written here to give us an imagery so that we can understand. But that gives us that firm foundation with gripping power to help us stand up when we are in what? Battle! Nothing's greater for me in my life when I'm fighting the devil. Now, sometimes I forget. I forget this is the most important thing. Throw Jesus at him, Gary. You know you belong to Him. No matter what you're going through, whether it's health, opposition, your crazy own stinking mind, people, finances, whatever it is, I know one thing, I belong to Jesus. I know one thing, I'm saved. The gates of hell ain't gonna prevail against that, okay? Make sure your feet are like that. Make sure your feet are like that if you're going to fight the devil. Men's heart failed them for what? Fear. And for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Satan's alive and well. And men's hearts will fail them in the future with what's coming, but men's hearts fail them right now for fear because they don't have a personal relationship with Christ. Do you know Jesus Christ? When you have a firm grip through Jesus Christ, you will what? Shine, and you will what? There's just something about somebody going through hell and high water, and you know it in their life, and yet they have a peace. This is one of the greatest testimonies on the planet. You might not be a big fancy preacher. You don't need to be. You be a person who knows Jesus Christ, who's firm in Jesus Christ, and whatever comes your way, you can have confidence that He's going to take you through it. I guarantee it. You're going to shine in your world. Amen? You're going to shine. That's people I'm drawn to. I'm drawn to people like that. Have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. But if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the what? Light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who's the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, say it with me, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we had this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency, say it with me, of the what? Power may be of who? God, and not of us. And by the way, guys, this comes through the gospel. Have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The gospel that you've received, that Jesus Christ died, He was buried, He rose again, He loves me, He's declared me righteous. This is the most powerful thing you'll ever experience in your whole life. And this is the one thing we must have if we're going to stand firm and fight Satan. Keep looking. We're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. Because I've got my shoes on. Amen? Say. We're perplexed, but not in despair. Why? Because I've got my shoes on. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not what? Because I got my shoes on. You can go through anything with the gospel of peace in your life. You listening or not? Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in what? In my body. Okay? Maybe a little different take if you studied Ephesians. This is sort of my take on it. The gospel of peace. When you don't have the personal peace of God, you're going to be barefoot in battle. And you're going to lack influence when sharing Jesus Christ with others. I see it often. I've experienced it. I've done it. People that call themselves Christian, and even they are Christians, but they lack that peace. And yet they try to tell others about Christ. They try to influence others for Christ. But honestly, if a lot of our Christianity is what's Christianity about, the world says you can have it. I don't want it. I'm happier than you are. We're better off than you are. You know what I'm saying? You're more of a basket case than I am. I'll just stick with the devil. This is a big deal, guys. Knowing Christ. You hear me today? I know I'm beating it upside your head, so what? You'll be done with me in a few minutes. Man, I like that image that Raj put up there of that shoe with those spikes in it. Is that you? Do you know Christ? And as you walk, can you see yourself having a firm grip? I might not have it all together, but I got that one together. Amen. You should be able to say that. Amen. Come on. This is powerful in fighting the devil. So walk the walk. Walk the walk. Don't just what? You can talk to us. You can talk the word. Yeah, I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. Try that talk with the devil. Yeah, I'm a Christian. He's going to look down at your feet. Well, you ain't got no shoes on. But see, we can't do that. He can. And this is what this is really all about. It's about putting on that armor. Shoes are pretty important in the Bible, aren't they? Pretty important. Peace and faith. So that's peace. Why wear the shoes of peace? When we don't, we are what? Wow, these shoes have more to do than what I was thinking with here. You think Satan's a part of our bad attitude, yes or no? You think he's part of helping us be ungrateful, that kind of wicked one coming against us? Amen? Come on. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor for your body what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat and the body more than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much better than they are? When we're not at peace, we're ungrateful. We're ungrateful. When I'm walking in the peace of God, when I'm walking in knowing that I've been declared righteous, when I'm walking knowing that nothing can come against me, when I'm walking like that, I'm guaranteeing you right now, I've got a winning spirit when I walk like that. Amen? When we don't wear the shoes of peace, my words, here we go, unproductive. Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? You walking barefooted, trying to get through this world and fight the devil and even make progress doing good things, you're going to be very unproductive for the kingdom. Walk in the gospel. Be grounded in Christ, and you're going to see some serious productivity in your life. Yes or no? When we don't, we're unprepared. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow. For tomorrow is going to take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. If you're not walking in peace, if you don't have on those shoes, if you don't have the peace of God in your life, trust me, you're not going to be prepared for the things that's going to face you in your life. Why wear the shoes of peace? Well, do you have them on? Do you have them on? Only God can give them to you. So you better believe in him. I've been hitting this hammer pretty hard this morning on this thought today. 1 Corinthians 15, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel. Isn't that what it said? Have your feet shod with the preparation of the what? Gospel of peace. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the what? Gospel, which I preached unto you, which also you've received and wherein you stand, by which also you're saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in what? Check your shoes. How are they doing? You got some shoes, yes or no? For I deliver unto you first of all that which also I received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. This is the gospel, by the way. And that he was buried and that he rose again the third day according to the what? That's the gospel. If someone asks you, do you believe the gospel? Well, I believe in this and I believe. Here's the gospel. Jesus died. He was buried. He rose again. That's the gospel. That's what you need your feet to be shod with. Not I'm a good person. They want flip-flops. What's wrong with you? Come on. Not that I go to church. I give money. Have your feet, when you fight Satan, shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Make sure Jesus, make sure you got some Jesus shoes on. Amen? And I like them one with them spikes on them. I like that. They're not so comfortable, but I tell you what, they can put a hurting on somebody. Amen. Come on. Do you have them on? Rest in Jesus then. Thou wilt keep him in perfect what? Whose mind is stayed on thee because he what? Trust in thee. Rest in Jesus. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall what? Offend them. Rest in Jesus. Walk in Jesus. We're talking about the armor, talking about the shoes, talking about fighting the devil. Get your shoes on. Walk in Jesus, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Walk in him. So, peace and faith. How have we done so far on the shoes? You all right? Say. Yeah, praise the Lord. I think I hammered the shoes. How many remember Buster Brown Shoe Company? Yeah, I went to school in Chattanooga. They had a big plant there in Chattanooga. So you've been Buster Brown today, all right? Pastor Clark Buster Brown does today. All right, here we go. Here we go. Actually, the right word would be you've been Nike'd today. You've been Nike'd today. The word in the Bible for Nike is the word conqueror. Our word conqueror is the Greek word Nike. Anybody have any Nike shoes on in the building today? Can I see your hand? A few of you? Hey, there you go. There you go. Got some Nikes on. You're feeling pretty good about an age, coach. You got like it now, don't you? There we go. that's the shoes, man. Come on, conquerors. Now, let's keep moving. In case you thought we were done, we're going home. It's okay. You'll be all right. I'm sicker than you are. Trust me. Ephesians 6:16. So we got the shoes on. We've got the belt, right? We got the truth. We got the breastplate, right? We got the breastplate. Got that on. So we got some. We got a belt, so our breeches ain't falling now. We got the breastplate, so we're all covered up, man. And it goes down to about here, which is really important. Remember that. Now I got some shoes. Now what? How do I fight the devil? And above all, say it with me. Taking the shield of faith. Keep going. Wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. How many would like to have something to where we could quench some of those arrows coming at us? Don't you want that? Say, are you content with, I got my belt. Look at my belt. That's pretty ain't right there. Look at my belt. Yeah, I got my breastplate. You can't get me. And I got my shoes. And Satan says, no, I can still get you. Because I'm going to shoot some fiery mess at you. Okay? Let's look at it. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. There are fiery trials in our life, and Satan throws them at us. I've had my share. How about you? Satan wants you, this is a big deal right here. Satan wants you to doubt that God really loves you. Say that with me. Satan wants you to doubt that God really loves you. That's why it's so important when you get your head down. Satan wants to get our head down. Open your eyes and look at your shoes. Amen? Jesus doesn't love you. You know, look, my shoes. Got my shoes on. Hey, I guess he does. Got my cleats. Okay, come on. Satan wants you to doubt. We're going to talk about this shield of faith. He's all about what? Satan's all about what? He's all about what? Doubt. He wants you to doubt that God loves you. We're able to withstand his attacks by taking the shield of what? Faith. That's how you're going to quench those darts. How many over your life you've really, and I'm going to lift my hand with you, you've really struggled with doubt, doubting God loves you. How could God love me? Some of you, I'm like alone up here. Okay, like four of you. Here we go. No, I know there's more than that. How can we do this? And that's by putting on Jesus. How can we withstand? By putting on Jesus. Let's talk about it. A great verse to remember, just walking with you. I love this verse. How can I withstand those attacks? He's shooting at me. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I what? Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith, say faith, of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. If anything I hear around here when I talk and when I read the Bible, I hear that faith is always to be in Jesus. You listening? Our faith is always to be in the Son of God. It's so often Satan will sidetrack us. He'll hurt us really bad when we put our faith in a pastor, faith in the church, faith in ourselves. Faith is to be put in who? Jesus Christ. This is a real war, guys. Faith in Jesus. Our faith in Jesus Christ is our what? Say it loud. Our faith in Jesus Christ is our what? He wants to attack you, fiery darts of the wicked one, doubt, whatever he throws at you. Jesus Christ is our what? Do you have that? How can I even teach you to be a Christian and to walk in Christianity if we didn't talk about Jesus? Listening or not, say. He's my shoes. He's my truth. He's my righteousness. He's my shield. Did you get that? Yes or no? Oh, but I don't know if I believe in Jesus or not. Well, you sure are naked in battle, I'll tell you that. You don't have a dog's chance. Above all, the Bible says, taking on the shield of faith. It is one of primary importance, taking on the shield of faith. Without it, you will not be fully protected to have the shield of faith. We're just walking here. Ephesians 11:6, a favorite verse of many. I preached on Hebrews the first hour. But without faith, it's what? To please God. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. You going to fight Satan, yet have weak faith, not believe in God, doubt God? Then you ain't got no shield. You getting shot up, okay? Keep looking. Now back to Roman times. We're not going to be all day here. During Roman times, because this was written during Roman times, this armor that's in Ephesians 6 is Roman armor. During Roman times, archers would soak the tips of their arrows in what? In poison. So that if the initial puncture wound did not kill you, the poison what? Would. Now keep looking. We're going to learn. They would also wrap the arrowheads in cloth. Soak them in pitch. Tar. Set them on fire.
then shoot them in the enemy camp. This is what this is talking about. The flaming arrows would splatter burning pitch wherever it landed, setting things on what? Boy, doesn't that sound just like the devil say? Think of it. Many shields were made of wood. And wood what? Burns. Maybe you got you a wood shield. Maybe that's I'm a good person. I'm a good person. Look. And Satan sees that, boom, burns that up, don't he? Say, what's your shield? It should be the shield of what? Faith. The shield of what? Faith in who? They would often cover their shields with an animal skin. Interesting. Soaked in water. And it would quench those arrows. Amen. That shield was covered. Our shield is covered with the blood of Christ, with His sacrifice. Satan, I don't fight you with just a regular shield. I fight you with my Savior who was crucified on a cross. He was buried. He shed His own blood for me. This is my shield. Okay? You try to get through that. See how that works? Yes or no? This armor is all about Jesus. The Word is our water. The Word is our water. It says it's that shield was dipped in water. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing the what? You want your shield, that one that's covered with Jesus? You want it to really be effective fighting Satan? Listen to me. You really want it to be effective when you're fighting Satan? Get into the Bible. Get into the Bible. If you want that shield dripping wet, the Bible says, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it, that He might sanctify and cleanse it with the what? Washing of the water of the Word, that He might present it to Himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. The water of the Word of God is how you get that shield of faith wet. I know I'm a little goofy up here today, but you just think about it. I'm going to fight Satan with Jesus. Well, buddy, that's going to only go so far if you only know about that much about Jesus. Hello? Yes or no? You need to know Him. You need to be in your Bible. You need to read. Listen to WSEB radio or another radio station. You got computers. You got all kinds of things. You got your phone, for crying out loud. Get into the Word of God. Start reading the Word of God. And when you think of it, think of your shield. I'm getting my shield really wet right now. Satan's coming against me with those fiery darts. We're putting them out. You listening to me? You think I'm goofy? It's all right. Fire burns and leaves scars. These arrows do that Satan shoots at us. And Satan knows that. He wants to distress you. He wants to depress you. He wants you to doubt God. He wants you to be disappointed in God. We're talking about fighting Satan. Are you getting it about all over the place today? Well, a little of both. Whatever. Are you hurricane ready? You know, this time of the year, now we're about out of hurricane season. Boy, there was several years ago, man, we had to have hurricane stuff every week, it seemed like. Remember that a few years ago, guys? That was hurricane every weekend, sometimes two. Man, we met in the library. We met in our offices one time and had church. One time we didn't have church. I was amazed. The one Sunday we didn't have church early on, maybe a year here in Florida having church fellowship. And, of course, the only way we are funded is through giving. If you don't pass an offering basket, you ain't going to have nothing. But I had box 121. Say that with me. Box 121, Inglewood, Florida. One more time. Box 121. I was amazed at the people that were so faithful at our church and just flooded that offering box with gifts. And we didn't miss a beat. Amen? That was a beautiful thing. That's just a memory from the past. But are you devil ready? So many of us are concerned about a hurricane. I got my little flashlight, got my candles, got my bottled water, got to get that. And yet the devil goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Are you devil ready? Say, That's what this has all been about today. Are you devil ready? Are you ready to fight? Are you prepared to fight the wicked one? What is faith to me? Here's what faith is to Gary Clark, because that's my words up there. Believe God, period. Say that with me. Believe God, period. One more time. Believe God, period. If in the beginning of the first verse of the Bible, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, guess who believes it? I believe God, period. Do you understand that? If in God's word it said there was a flood and a man named Noah, guess who I believe? God. Are you listening? You believe whatever you want to. That's what I believe. I'm crazy enough to believe Jonah and the whale. You know why? Because my God does not lie. You hear me? And things I don't understand, I give him the benefit of the doubt. Because I don't want Satan to come into my mind and make me doubt him. I've made a decision in my life. I'm going to believe God, period. Say that with me. I'm going to believe God, period. Shield of faith. Get it good and wet with the word of the living God. And every word I read, I'm going to believe. And when those arrows start coming, pop, 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 pop. Amen. You listening? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. People say, I don't understand the Bible. I don't know anything about the Bible. I never understood anything. I didn't read either. Did you hear me? I didn't understand anything. I never read either. You'll understand the Bible when you read the Bible. Yes or no? Say yes or no. Let's take a quick test. How many here you don't think you're the smartest person on the planet? You never read the Bible much? But then you started reading the Bible, and though you weren't the smartest person on the planet, you started understanding some of it. Can I see your hand? Well, look at that. Excuses are over. Amen. Come on. Don't put your faith in any man or woman, okay? You must take up the shield. Amen. Just some statements up here. You must regularly read and believe the what? Word of God. So I know I've been hitting this hard today, and you might already do this, so then I guess you're doing good fighting the devil. Good. But I think a lot of us need a little checkup. Amen? Come on. You don't grow by what you know. Well, I know this. I know this about a Bible. I know this. I know this. I met a man years ago. He was a scholar. But I knew his family. He was a horrible father. He was a pastor. Oh, he'd get up there and he could preach. He was a horrible father. He was a horrible husband. But he could corner you and tell you every answer in the Bible. I had zero respect for him. Amen? You don't grow by what you know, but by exercising the truth. By exercising the truth. This is a battle. This is a battle. Get in the Word. You don't have to be the smartest, you know, on the planet. Get in the Word and then start exercising what you know is true because you're believing God, period. Fight Him, fight Him, fight Him. What God says to do, what? You want to win against the devil? What God says to do? You think you'd do all right if you did what God says? How many would say, it wasn't me doing what God said that got me in trouble. It was me doing what God said I shouldn't do that got me in trouble. Can I see your hand? Yeah, see right there, see right there. That's what I'm talking about. So do what God says, then do some more, and do some more, and do some more. And I believe we're done, ain't we, Raj? Oh, well, I see your head back there, but you can hardly see it. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let's thank the Lord for His Word this morning. Amen. Peace.